gotten so obsessed with the North Korea situation and Iran, and I've forgotten to get to our top story today like a fool the last 3 hours. The DOD training manual describes protest, all protest, as low-level terrorism, and the Army's declassified documents that I am watched by the U.S. Army at my events, and so is Ron Paul. And Ron Paul just kind of nicely shrugs it off. But that's coming up. We have these in the Fed rallies. They have Army intelligence there. The new breaking mainstream news, we'll cover that. And we've got just a few minutes left with Tom Woods, tomwoods.com, the Ludwig von Mises Institute, best-selling author. But let's go ahead and play just a minute or two of this clip. This is the Selector General, the investigator of the Fed investigating itself, bumbling around. Here it is.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Inspector Coleman, you're the Inspector General for the Federal Reserve, right? Okay.
That's correct.
Have you done any investigations concerning the Federal Reserve's role in deciding not to save Lehman Brothers, which led to shockwaves that went through the entire financial system?
In that particular area, you know, I don't generally comment on specific investigations, but we do not currently have an investigation in that particular area.
All right. What about the $1 trillion plus in expansion of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet since last September? Have you conducted any investigations regarding that?
We call it a review, and I don't know if you, the term investigation may have different connotations. So we're actually conducting a fairly high-level review of the various lending facilities collectively, which would include the TALF, a variety of the different programs that are in process. So we're looking at them at a fairly high level to identify risks.
Well, I understand that, but we're talking about events that started unfolding 8 months ago. Have you reached any conclusions about the Fed expanding its balance sheet by over $1 trillion since last September?
We have not yet reached any conclusions.
Do you know who received that money?
We're in the process right now of doing our review, and
right, but you're the Inspector General. My question to you specifically is, do you know who received that $1 trillion plus that the Fed extended and put on its balance sheet since last September? Do you know the identity of the recipients?
I do not know. We have not looked at that specific area at this particular point on those reviews.
And what about Bloomberg's report that there are trillions of dollars in off-balance sheets transactions that the Federal Reserve has entered into since last September? Are you familiar with those off-balance sheet transactions?
You know, I think it may be important at this point, too, just to bring up a certain aspect related to our jurisdiction. And just to...
All right, let's just go ahead and go back. The Inspector General has no jurisdiction over who the Fed's giving money to. In closing, Mr. Woods, your comments on what you just heard.
Well, when my wife showed this to me the other night, and I know there are a lot of us who would kill to have a wife who digs out anti-Fed videos, and I'm telling you, I got one. and when I heard this thing, I thought, this is the best video in favor of auditing the Fed I've ever seen. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like I made it, and she's an actress. I mean, it is astonishing that, as I say, either she's ignorant or she is sinister, but this is the person they put out when they know we've got serious questions. Well, my view is the party is starting to end. It's been almost a century for the Fed, but people are starting to cotton on to it, and it has not happened a moment too soon for me.
So it's not going to live to 100. It's 97, 98 years old right now, and it's time to fell this rotten tree that's endangering the entire house.
I'd love to do it. I don't know if we'll do it in time for 100 years. I don't know when it'll happen, but I do think it will happen.
Well, I hope this. It's getting long in the tooth. This parasite needs to be removed from our... It's like a 2-pound tick on a 1-pound dog. Meltdown, a free market look at why the stock market collapsed, the economy tanked, the government bailouts will make things worse. I look forward to talking to you again, sir. Amazing interview, tomwoods.com. Tom, thanks for spending time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Amazing having him on. Oh, very informative. So there, that's the answer to all of you out there that think we need to have more government as a solution. Now, I agree with Tarpley. If we're going to have trillions spent, might as well give it to the people. But that's not going to happen. We'll be right back.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it. But with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazorid. Hazorid utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazorid.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazorid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazorid today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spraying. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Segment, and I appreciate him joining us. I'm going to have open phone to cover all the other news, and believe me, it's crazy. Very important information coming up. Gregory Hoover, hoovervsbeck.com is the website. Hoover, big fat V, versus beck.com is the website. His email address is hoovervsbeck@yahoo.com. And he's suing Beck and Fox staff for defaming of character regarding Beck's remarks linking 9/11 truthers with James Von Braun. Yeah, this guy's linked to the government. We've been to the National Press Club over the weekend and yesterday. I'm just going to leave it at that. We're in contact with reporters, confirming leads we got here. We sent people to D.C. for this and had them do an interview with other people while they were on it. Wayne Madsen, but the separate from Wayne Madsen. And we're working on it. We want to be careful before we release something like this. But no, as usual, it's the FBI. They're good old boy roundup. Remember that 1992 video of them lynching blacks in effigy and thousands of FBI and BATF agents selling N-word hunting licenses? You know, you'd think they're just infiltrating white supremacists, but it's more than that. They are the white supremacists. It's very, and they work for a bunch of weird ADL people. It's so bizarre when you get to the highest rungs of the New World Order. Well, it's like the Jewish Congress mainline news in the Ottawa Citizen, the big Ottawa newspaper, the capital city newspaper, reporting what we already knew, started the Nazi Party in 65. in Canada. And the London Guardian reports that a modern Nazi party in 69 was founded in Germany by the German security services. They don't go out and infiltrate the groups. They run them. They are them. I mean, it's just, and you find out it's not just to infiltrate white supremacists. They are. Who would ever imagine? It's so crazy. Truth is always so much crazier than you can even imagine. But how does the ADL, how does the Southern Poverty Law Center, how do they survive if they don't have Nazis? Oh, it's very sick. It's very sick. That's why I'm hated by the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Nazis. Well, I mean, look, they give Arnold awards for worshiping Hitler, saying he wants to be like Hitler and, you know, wants to be a dictator. But side issue, Greg Hoover is going to be suing the above-described defendants in federal court for Beck's having repeatedly broadcast statements characterizing those who question government official version of 9/11 as anarchist terrorists and persons denying the Holocaust. He said before he used the army on us. The complaint will note that on October 22, 2007, Beck suggested that those identifying themselves or associated with 9/11 Truth Movement are dangerous anarchists who deny the Holocaust and are the kind of group that Timothy McVeigh would come from. The suit will also note that Beck, during the June 10th broadcast, linked the murder of the D.C. Holocaust Museum guard with 9/11 truthers with no evidence. As he's previously written, suing people for defamation who falsely claim that 9/11 activists are terrorists could be a good way to stand up to these bullies. Yeah, you don't see the Southern Poverty Law Center, when I link them with federal documents, to running the white supremacist compound that McVeigh came out of at Elohim City. You don't see him coming after me. Go ahead, come after me. You've already done it behind the scenes. When some nut kills cops, you go look at his computer, thousands of sites he's visited, you find out he didn't like me and was attacking me, and then you feed that to the news media. See, folks, they know, I know, but it's too late. You're going to shut down the Ottawa Citizen? You're going to shut down CNN reporting on it now? Oh, the big secret's out. Oh, and the Miami Herald? About how the top Nazi rallies are run by the FBI? Run by you. I've had it. You won our First Amendment, and you're not getting it. I'm calling you out. You're sick. Stop your Nazi activity. Stop spreading racism and then acting like you're trying to clean it up and fix it. We don't want to be at each other's throats anymore. We don't want to play your game anymore. We want to take down the New World Order. Stop trying to hang the name Jew on everything, too, to make people come after Jews so then the ADL can sit there and suck off of them with donations. We know how you work. And Metcher and LaRaza saying, for our race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. U.S. government funded. Funding every racist group out there. We're sick of you. We know your game plan, and we're calling it out. And all you idiot Nazis that follow these groups, you need to stop doing what you're doing. You're a bunch of fools. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Let's go to Gregory Hoover. Gregory, I may hold you over a little bit. I'm sorry I went into a rant. So you're suing Lord Beck for saying we're violent terrorists, which is dangerous for us. How about sue Michael Reagan saying murder 9/11 truthers? I mean, that's what's really dangerous.
Well, that's a good point, Alex. I want to thank you first for having me on the show today. There's good reason to lay suits of libel and defamation, in my opinion, on many of the media that are involved in this. Conspiracy itself to
smear campaign, conspiracy to defame.
Yeah, anyone that's associated with the 9/11 movement. I think that we're now at a present point in this process. Of exposure as to the government's involvement in these activities, that desperate attempts are being made to try to cause the general public to disassociate themselves with anyone who is attempting to try to pass along this overabundance, this wealth of information.
Yeah, I would imagine the feds are setting up child molesters for 9/11 truth right now or something. It's not going to work.
Well, they're really stretching it, and I think it gets to the point of it's being ridiculously incredible that they would have, along with Beck on his program of June 10th here this past week, and a claimed ex-CIA agent to put out this misinformation as to the association of 9/11 truth.
Yeah, as if that supposedly gives it authoritative seal. As if that totally, the CIA is not supposed to be involved in our internal politics, and now they're running radio ads everywhere. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, first of all, it begs the question of why he's a former agent. It doesn't look as if he's a retirement agent. It seems to me that it exposes what a plant I believe at this point Glenn Beck is and continues to be in the media mainstream, and it's a great concern with me that he's now gotten to the point that he will so blatantly defame persons associated with the 9/11 movement.
Well, Greg, I think you have a right to do this.
Well, I just don't.
I'm afraid it could turn him into a hero, and he'll say the Nazis are suing me. But then I guess you have an even bigger lawsuit against him. They'll just put another CIA guy in. But I mean, maybe that'll at least make them think twice next time. I mean, I lean towards your suit. I think it has some standing. But you seem like a pretty well educated guy. I mean, why are you suing? Why do you think you have grounds?
Well, I think that when it gets to the point that if he attempts to argue against the factual basis for the movement with regard to the evidence which is now being put forward by 9/11 truthers, that's one thing. But when he attempts to categorize and group persons and associate them with hate speech, which I'm now pretty much considering him to being provided here or to providing, then I think he steps over a line. I think that at this point when someone such as himself begins a campaign that is so blatantly targeting persons in specific groups, where we have to kind of back up a little bit in recognizing that he's not going after individuals where typically defamation cases might lie. Instead, he's formulating his own image or mischaracterizations of persons who are associating themselves with these organizations and associations.
That's right. He's persecuting. He's persecuting what he sees as a minority group, like Hitler with the Jews, I guess, with a demonization campaign, broad brush, with a powerful bully pulpit. And there would be grounds to sue if he said all Native Americans support white supremacist and al-Qaeda, you better believe he'd be sued by Native American groups and probably lose. The test is, in the courts, will 9/11 truth and the First Amendment be protected like a Native American group?
I think that these groups certainly shall. I think that we can very well now easily establish that there are individuals who can be and are, especially in a particular position like this, personally damaged. I myself, during the course of business day or in personal relations, will pass along information relevant to the 9/11 movement, and I'm then in a sense publicly and as well concerning my associations. I'm involved in the Orlando We Are Change 9/11 Truth Movement. My pictures and name is listed on their publicly and openly listed on their website.
And you've now been defamed. You've now been connected.
I absolutely have.
To this lunatic Von Braun.
Yes, absolutely. Those that might previously have considered that I was merely passing along interesting insights as to the event, there's a stigma now attached.
Are you kidding? Every
absolutely.
Show. Listen, I was on a radio show this morning, a radio show last night, and I go on the shows and they ask me, are you with Von Braun? And I go, why do you say that? And they go, well, Glenn Beck, basically. And I have to sit there and explain to them how asinine it is and that Von Braun was a World War II vet. Does that mean all World War II vets shoot security guards at Holocaust museums? I mean, it's just but the credibility of a national news show with a CIA guy, he held it out there like we are, that we honor him. We bow down at night and pray to Von Braun statues.
Right. In his quote, in fact, from June 10th on that show, Beck, at least, he states, and I quote, the information that we have at this point is that this guy, of course, he's referring to Von Braun, is a hero to the 9/11 Truthers movement. Now, there's nothing that he could have provided or would have been provided, and there's nothing by my research that suggests that allegation can be upheld. And he continues back with it and runs on again with a quote, and I'll say he said, the early reports.
Well, stay there, but I want to get this right. Is it Von Braun or Von Braun?
I've got Von Braun, B-R-U-N-N.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind him breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down.
Beck.com. Just put a VS between Hoover and Beck. Appreciate you spending time with us. Okay, so in closing, going out to break there, you're saying you're being persecuted, and clearly we are. Isn't it suspect that they kept saying we're white supremacists, we're going to attack, when none of that had happened for years, and he'd say, mark my words, I love America, I'm going back, it's going to happen, and then magically it happens.
And it, well, this goes back to his other quote earlier in the same program where he said, one of the things that I've been warning about for a very, very long time are these 9/11 truthers. They've been waiting for an opportunity for something along these lines to occur so that they attempt to try to
the week before that, he was saying that 9/11 truthers and people and militias were working for the Muslims with anthrax and were going to kill 300,000. And he said, I've been warning you a long time about this unholy alliance.
Absolutely.
Let's turn to our resident. I mean, made up baloney. Go ahead.
Well, it's gotten to the point now that there's no stretch of the imagination too far for him to reach to attempt to try to clothe us in disparaging ways such that there will be an automatic warding off of those who might otherwise be attracted to the movement.
Don't watch Glenn Beck. Don't watch Glenn Beck because, you know, he's a child molester, and I don't have any proof of that. I'm just saying it. See, that's not true, folks. I'm just using it as a hypothetical example. But with him, he's saying
that allegation, but.
Yeah, but with him, he's really throwing that out there that we're basically Nazis, and then not saying it's not true. He's putting it out there to damage us. So where does this suit go?
Well, there's several things that we're seeking in this suit, among which I'm seeking a temporary and permanent injunctions against his attempting to try to defame us along these group statuses. I'd like to attempt to try to provide an FTC guideline with regard to these sorts of statements and a standard that I think can benefit defamation cases along these lines. I think one of the greatest things that can come of this is that the media attention that this case is now garnering is one which will be recognized not only by those who are already associated and familiar with the 9/11 movement, but by virtue of the fact that it will attach itself, you know, inherently to Glenn Beck and his followers, it's going to expose them to the information that they otherwise would otherwise be hidden from the other side of the.
Now you sound like a lawyer, or are you a lawyer?
No, actually, I'm a CLA. I've been in the legal profession 20 years. I write appellate briefs for attorneys.
Okay, good. So basically, you're the guy that does the work for the attorneys.
When your high-powered attorney tells you that he's going to have that memorandum brief or what have you prepared and filed tomorrow morning, I'm actually the guy working it out. I've worked for firms large and small for the last two decades here. Yes.
Well, a better analogy of what Beck's doing is if there was a big bank robbery and a jail guard got shot or a bank guard got shot, and then I went on the radio and said, you know, I don't have any proof of this, but we're getting evidence that Glenn Beck thought this guy that killed the bank guard was a hero. Glenn Beck would sue me, and rightfully so, because there's no connection to the bank robber and Glenn Beck. I mean,
absolutely. And something interesting when you said, well, that it would seem at this point. You'll notice on that broadcast of June 10th, if you'll run the tape that's now all over YouTube, that repeatedly he uses the term that the early reports suggest. Any attempts to try to throw in his own personal.
It shows he knows he's lying. It shows
absolutely, because later on he can come back and say, well, you know, these were early reports that came in from sources that he now can't verify.
Okay. Okay. In closing, where does this go? Where does the suit go?
This suit goes into the Middle District Federal Court and of the Orlando Division. We're looking for a class action status, which I believe we'll be able to gain certification of. We're looking at this point. We recognize, of course, we're going to be up against heavy legal opposition from the Fox team. So we're looking to put together what I'd consider the legal dream team, which is why I've put up the Hoover versus Beck.com site. We're looking for donations to be able to support the effort. We think that during the course of our gaining a remedy and presenting this challenge to Beck and Fox News to shut them down as best we can, certainly not let Glenn Beck back a notch, we'll be able to gain recognition for the movement.
Well, he is assaulting us with lies, trying to hurt us and trying to defame our free speech. And I appreciate what you're doing, and we'll stand behind you and get reports as it unfolds. Gregory Hoover, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's been an honor speaking with you.
Honor to speak with you. We'll be right back with your calls and a ton of news. 30 minutes left in transmission. Keep it locked in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who've experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a two-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than three super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got about 26 minutes left in worldwide transmission. I'm going right to your phone calls here in about 2 minutes. But first, I wanted to let you know about some of the sponsors that have made this worldwide transmission possible. One of them is SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow your endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. I say buy it and plant it and enjoy it. Still got time for a summer and fall garden. And stop eating all that GMO crap. It's just fun. You've got little kids, they'll like planting a garden a lot more than they will playing, you know, devil Spider-Man games or whatever it is they're doing. Just, it's fun to go put in a garden, ladies and gentlemen. The government doesn't like it. It's another reason to do it. SurvivalSeedBank.com. The government's buying up all the big seed companies. Foreign companies are doing it, shutting them down. They're trying to make you have licenses to have non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds in Europe. You can't make this stuff up. SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Another one of our fine sponsors is symbolized by Max, the little orange gorilla. Very, very good little creature. Now, when you're on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you will see Max, the orange gorilla from Alpha Centauri. He came with David Icke. And you can go to HomeGain.com, and it's a free service, and you can enter in your address or an address of a house you're looking at and find out what realtors are seeing, the real market value, what they believe the real market value is. HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. They have the Home Sale Maximizer, the most inexpensive renovations or home improvements you can do that will boost it to the greatest price. That's HomeGain.com. A lot of other functions. HomeGain, that's HomeAndGain.com. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, something I believe firmly in, a lot of antibiotics and antivirals aren't working anymore, but there's something that medical doctors on this show have said they believe can certainly help. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? I want you to go to SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit their link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new developed system of silver compound. It's down to the nano size. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically proven to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. It is a new technology and is proven to be formidable weapon against the bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically, keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com today. And those sponsors I believe in and have made this show possible today. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. It's a privilege to talk to you, sir. Hey, I'm just wanted to throw this out there real quick. I'm a 30-year-old business owner, successful business owner. I know that's going to drive the opponents of the truth.
You're an Al-Qaeda, then. Gun owner, conservative business owner. In fact, I forgot to get to it. Did you guys print that article? I forgot to print the my computer's all locked up. The one about, it's up on Infowars and PrisonPlanet.com. Sorry to interrupt. I just want to get this out before I forget. About how all protesters are listed in Army documents as terrorists. It's terrorism. Freedom is terror. But go ahead.
Guilty as charged. Hey, 2 points I wanted to make real quick. If you reported on it already, then I apologize in advance. But MSN.com is reporting that due to the civil unrest in Iran, 5 out of 6 internet ports have been shut down by the Iranian government. And if people think that that can't happen here, all they do is flip a switch.
Yeah, no, they're very childlike. You know, I make these videos warning people how they're going to shut the web down with the head of cybersecurity resigning and confirming what we already said years ago. People go, it's impossible to shut the web down. It's meant to survive a nuke attack. That's if the U.S. government wants to keep it on. But they own it and run it, and now they're even going in under law and grabbing the private hubs and making them put in federal kill switches where everything goes through it on record. And, yes, you're absolutely right.
Hey, point number two real quick. I checked out one of your videos, excuse me, from about 10 years ago. And with all the problems that the states are supposedly having with and the government with budget deficits, do you think it's not time that we open up Freedom of Information Acts on the comprehensive annual financial reports for all states and government to find out where
but
the
I mean, the 4 years, it's open. They admit they have a double set of books and that they shipped all the money offshore to the bankers. They don't even hide it. They go, look, we stole your money. You don't like it? I'll send by paramilitary troops to kill you.
Absolutely.
You know, we have the SWAT teams ready to eat your guts and ask for seconds.
Illinois is reporting that they need a $9 billion budget shortfall that they have to make cuts on. But back in 2003, they had a $17 billion surplus.
Well, you know, it's Illinois that started it. The mafia back in the 20s started having a double set of books and using the mayors. It's Chicago 1313 and Al Capone. And then Bobby's like, God, we run the government now. So they set a double set of books, and they would not fill the potholes and say we need more taxes and then get them. And it's the, and so the bankers, the Federal Reserve, said we'll just run a Chicago mafia scam. And since then, it's been adopted worldwide. And, yeah, no, it's unbelievable. I appreciate your call. Yeah, this is absolute scum we're talking about here. Craig in New Jersey. Go ahead, Craig.
What's up, Alex? One thing, I'm just calling in to promote the all-new WeAreChange.org. website.
Oh, very evil. Oh, Americans getting together and demonstrating and asking government questions. I agree with Glenn Beck. That's dangerous. So
yes,
tell me more about it.
I have a video posted on the site, and if I can, if I'll just give out my email real quick. It's craig@wearechangenewjersey.org.
Good. And tell me more about what you guys are doing.
Basically, right now, the site's brand new. It's only up for about 8 days now. We're just trying to organize and get together everybody in New Jersey. No matter what group you belong to, and the Fed, Campaign for Liberty, We Are Change, Jersey City, 9/11 Truth, we all have to come together at this critical point in American history right now and just try to stop out the path to socialism that we're seeing right now.
I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Craig. Matthew in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. If you protest in any way, the Army says you're a terrorist. Go ahead, terrorist.
That's right. I'm growing my own tomatoes over here.
Without a license?
That's right.
SWAT teams are now raiding people nationwide for that. I'm not kidding. Go ahead.
That's right. Hey, have you seen Naomi Wolf's latest installment?
I saw a video she made about the police state a few months ago. Is there another one?
Yeah, well, there's it's a two DVD of The End of America.
Yeah, we tried to have her on twice, but her phone never works when she's on. Very strange. But
yeah, I found one part of it very, very disgusting, where they had a release up in the Hamptons, and they're all drinking wine and kind of saying that they're part of the resistance. I'd just like to say that here at home, we're growing tomatoes, and we're going to throw them at the stage.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. And good night.
All right, I appreciate your call. Very, very frightening. I think he's eating those tomatoes. They made him go crazy. It's Al-Qaeda. Oh, my God, Al-Qaeda. All right, who's up next here? Another Gregory from California. Go ahead, Gregory.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Alex?
You know how to talk. That's another sign of Al-Qaeda. You need more fluoride pills. Go ahead, sir.
Well,
in the future, being able to talk is going to be seen as, I'm not kidding, because they're going to reduce the language down to nothing. That very shocking and very arrestable offense. Go ahead and commit crimes. Go ahead and talk.
Well, I was going to ask you, the last time I took a break from your show, I got taken off into Orange County Jail a couple months after old Christopher Jones had to go through there.
Ah, yes, Chris Jones, who shot the video inside Bohemian Grove, taken away to prison.
You know, I remember, I think that was around October, I tried getting a hold of a friend of mine that trains, or somebody who knows the guy that trains the men over in Music Honor Ranch, I believe, but I couldn't get a hold of him. But just to figure out, I was hoping to ask us, how'd that go?
All right, I'm a little confused, but I appreciate your call, Gregory. Good to hear from you. I remember, you want to know the whole Chris Jones story. People have asked me about that on like in emails, and I've forgotten to comment on it. Chris Jones, okay, I snuck into Bohemian Grove with Mike Hansen in 2000 and shot that video. And people for years said it wasn't real. Now the Bohemian Grove admits I snuck in. And we head out in the woods and didn't try to be social. That's why we didn't get caught, like the Vanity Fair and People Magazine and CBS reporters. And it's more than 15 reporters, if you count them up, that have been arrested and charged with trespassing. I snuck in, hid out, and got out of there. The few times I was out in public, I got questioned and almost got caught. But the issue is, then in 2004, Officer Jack McClam called up and he said, my webmaster lives in California and he's applied for a job there. Do you want him to shoot? He's going to shoot video. Do you want it? And I said, no, I'm not going to have anything to do with anybody else going in there. They're going to end up charging him. He's going to go to jail. I'm not going to put anybody into a position to go to jail. But I talked to Chris Jones, and I said, if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. But I said, this isn't a joke. I got death threats over this. And I said, I'm a public figure is why they haven't come after me that bad. But bad stuff's happened to other people. And the Bohemian Grove's connected to the Polly Kloss murder. They found it right outside there. And I said, these are very serious people. And I said, I risk my life. And I advised Chris Jones not to do it. Well, about 2 weeks after the Bohemian Grove that year, in comes the mail, memory stick, shot off the little Sony cameras that are still cameras that also shoot video, of him getting footage. And I told him not to tell people. We gave him, and then finally he went public who he was, and they went and SWAT teamed him and arrested him and set him up. And they said that because he showed Neighbors my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, that's aired on Trio Network, the footage, that that was a real murder of a child and that he did it. This is in the newspaper. That's how, and they got a jury that was so dumbed down, like the Salem witch trials, that they believe Chris Jones had been part of a satanic ritual and had shown people. That's how America operates now. So, a lot of people talk about getting jobs or infiltrating it. It isn't a game. It isn't a game. We have the FBI here. I have all sorts of crap happen to me that I don't even want to get into. This is not a game, folks. This is not a joke. This is not a, and I kept telling Chris, I said, Chris, you got to stop telling people who you really are. I said, you know, and then he went further. He tried to get a job there again, and that's when they came and arrested him for Bohemian Grove, saying he was killing children. And he's in prison last time I checked. I mean, this is how America operates, folks. I could take you to a town 10 miles from me where the cops will pull you over, punch you right in the face, and take your wallet and laugh at you. And it's on CNN, and nobody's going to stop them. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in California. Kyle, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones. How you doing?
Good.
Great segue to actually to bring me in the whole Bohemian Grove thing. What year did you do the Waco? What year did you do that whole film thing for the Waco incident?
Well, we built it. All started like this. We were out there with interviewing Branch Davidians to make a documentary, okay. And they were saying, "Oh, gee, I wish we had a bigger building." Because all they had was a tiny shack that held like 10 people. A bigger building, so at least the 20 or so survivors could get into it, and had the once a year memorial. Then it was less than 20 survivors. And Mike Hansen was with me. He goes, "Oh, yeah, we'll do it." And I said, "Mike, I don't have the money for that." And he goes, "Oh, just ask your listeners. It'll be a small little shack. Cost a few $1,000. Then George Pullian, since deceased, an architect, shows up and draws up this giant thing with 48 columns and holds 400 people. And this, and so the feds can't burn it down. It'll be built out of hardy board. And it's not fancy, but it's big. And so I just that happened without even my control and just got built. So
you're pretty well known for that stirring up the feathers. You have a lot of information on a lot of subjects and a lot of
I was just filling that in because Wikipedia won't let me spell my name right. They won't let me get my and it says I built the Davidian church like I was with Koresh. I never met Koresh. I built a memorial church with a plaque for the officers that died as well, and the media says I am a Davidian who built the thing with Koresh. And it's all lies. USA Today is on Infowars.com that says we're building a memorial church for those that died. But I'm just explaining that that's how the media twists things. People now think I'm a Davidian that was there in the siege and firing with the BATF, and I barely survived, and I was with Al-Qaeda, and, you know, none of it's true.
How many years after did you sneak into Bohemian Grove after you did the Waco thing and all that?
A year later.
So how can you explain to me how someone like you can stir up so many feathers, ruffle up so many feathers with the elite, or if you will, the people who control the world?
Yeah, I can explain how the force is with me. I mean, I believe in God. And I'm not comparing myself to Davy Crockett, but you ever read all his exploits? 100 times the man I am. I mean, look, I'm in the media and I'm doing these things and I've paid a great price.
Well, you know, who controls the media? The national press, Reuters, and who owns them? The Rothschilds. And you interviewed David the Rothschild, and I mean, it's kind of.
Oh, this is an attack call. Well, I mean, let me stop you and actually answer that question. Have you heard that Rothschild interview?
Kinda. I listened to it a little bit. I'm really not into the whole eco green thing and whatnot.
Well, you better be, but because they're using that to take over. He put out a book. A children's book about how the polar bears can't swim and all this. So let me tell you how we get big guests for all the other shows that are lazy and then think we have magical powers. We pick up the phone and we call up and we say, we would like to interview Mr. Rothschild. And she's like, well, he's doing 14 interviews today and 20 tomorrow, but to promote his book. But we can give you 10 minutes on this day. And then you get him on, and then you keep him on, you get in an argument with him. Like, people thought that was staged, that I was at the Republican National Convention and saw David Gergen. Who do you think said that? Sean Hannity and David Gergen. And you know, I walk up and talk to David Gergen. No, this is real. If you get up off your butt and go out and live, I mean, you know, I'm the guy that predicted 9/11. Hold on, put him on hold. I'm going to hold him over. I'm the guy that predicted 9/11. I'm the guy that makes the first 9/11 film. I'm the guy that makes the big Obama film. I'm the guy because I work. I bust my butt. I fight the New World Order. That's how I do it. Okay, I thought you were asking about the Davidians there. Okay, I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I'm the only one, the only mission in there to ever get out of there. Okay, and I did it because God is with me. And if he's with you, who can be against you? See, I believe in God. And so the fact that you would attack my credibility as if I'm not the real McCoy, because I got radio producers that know how to pick a telephone up, is baloney. But we'll come back to you with your BS. See, I'm not the bankers taking your life over. I'm the guy waking people up. I'm the good guy.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. All right, final segment, and I want to hit this final news. DOD training manual describes protests as low-level terrorism. Yes, Kyle in California, I get calls and emails all the time saying, I didn't really sneak into Bohemian Grove, or I'm New World Order this, I'm New World Order that. I am a standalone, self-made, alternative media person who has great supporters that support me. The whole New World Order is coming down on us. I'm fighting everything the bankers are doing. And you're, I guess what you're saying is it's all fake?
No, I'm not saying it's all fake. I would like to explain to you what has become apparent to me, and I'm let me explain my position. I'm a regular. I was born in 1984. I'm 25. I'm a regular person. I live in a small town in Northern California. I'm not special.
Okay, great. But I'm Alex. I mean, I'm just me. You're Kyle. I'm Alex. I mean, I'm here living my life too. Listen, stop. The establishment wants to tear me down and attacks me with all this COINTELPRO to fool nice people like you so you won't believe you could be a leader and affect change as well. You could be just as successful as I've been if you'll just keep your head screwed on straight and take action instead of spending all day. Then what is the point? What is the point? What are you trying to say? Boil it down. Okay, you're in California. Okay, great. Go ahead.
Cutting me off. Listen,
cutting you off. Hold on a minute. Make your point, man. I mean, what are you trying to say here to me?
How can someone like you keep stirring up feathers and actually and be on the air still when people like Phil Schneider or even John F. Kennedy, who told about secret societies, got captured? Are you more important than these people? I don't think so. Like, in 1995, Phil Schneider was talking about the New World Order, and then he got strangled.
So you are saying I'm bad. You are.
Oh, no. I do believe that these people are allowing you to do this. Even if you don't know that they're allowing you to do this and you're ignorant of it, I know who you are.
All right, let me stop you right there. I got to let you go, okay? Look, what are you going to do about the New World Order? Instead of killing the messenger and always doing the mentally ill excuse of, well, they're letting you do it, so I'm not going to fight the New World Order. Well, what does that mean? Absolutely, they've tried to intimidate me. They've tried to buy me off. They've come up and punched me in the nose. They've had the IRS come after me. They've done everything you can imagine. And then some. They tried to call up and mess with my wife, and I've stayed on mission. Okay? And they killed Kennedy years after he fought him. They killed Gandhi decades after he fought him. I'm not Martin Luther King with 3 million people in front of me about to change the whole world. I think you get a little too big of an image of how big I am. I am getting bigger, and it's dangerous, and I don't frankly enjoy it. But it's a catch-22. I got to get even bigger to survive, but then that also is a danger. So regardless, my fruits are good. I've done well. And it isn't just that I don't like being lied about, because I know I'm legitimate. I know I'm for real. It also destroys the image of what I am, an image for others, a model to build and fight tyranny. The globalists are not all powerful. A lot of their own people now are waking up and wanting to join us. We could win. But as we win, people aren't going to believe we can win because the church has been bought off and paid off and told all these lies and that, you know, it's the end of the world and we can't fight evil. Well, let's say it's the end of the world. We have a duty to fight evil. I meant to get to this. Folks, this is important. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. DOD training manual describes protests as low-level terrorism. The Army official training manual given to all military in the Army teaches that any type of protest is terrorism and that all peace protesting supports al-Qaeda. Same thing we've heard before, but now the Army's taught this. This is mainstream news reporting this. I mean, this is just horrible. And we've got to focus on what that's happening there and get back our Bill of Rights and Constitution and say no to that instead of obsessing all day on how is Alex Jones still alive. I'm alive because if they kill me, it'll make me a hero. Now, at a point where I'm leading movements so big it may challenge them, like a Ron Paul, they may do something to me. Ron Paul said he's in danger, but he's marching forward. We need to support him and realize those that are attacking him are operatives or mentally ill. This is real, folks. I am real. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com. Get the free podcast. Great job, crew. Back tomorrow live, 11 to 3. Transmission continues on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.